The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Not Another Anxiety Show. I'm your host, Kelly Walker, and today I'm going to share a fun little neuroplasticity exercise with you. If you're hearing that word for the first time and thinking, what? Then listen to episode 27, where we talk neuroplasticity and its significance to anxiety. As you may have heard us say quite a few times, there are about a million ways to be mindful, present, aware, whatever you want to call it. But whenever we step out of our mind world, even for a few seconds, this interrupts the anxiety cycle. And interrupting the cycle is what eventually breaks it altogether. Keep in mind, though, you may not find immediate relief with this exercise. That's not the goal. The goal is to do something a little different when we find ourselves starting to feel or already feeling anxious. The results of this exercise are cumulative rather than instantaneous. So the more you do it, the easier and more natural it becomes to see anxiety for what it really is and step out of its cycle. This particular exercise is straight from Melissa Teer's book, The Anti-Anxiety Toolkit. And it starts by grabbing a ball, or really anything you can toss around, and think of something that is causing you some anxiety. When you can feel that anxiety somewhere in your body, rate the level of it on a scale of 1 to 10. Now pass the ball back and forth from one hand to the other, crossing the midline, so you are stimulating both hemispheres of the brain. Do this for a minute, then stop, take a deep breath, and check in. You might note, keyword you might note, that the anxiety has dissipated. If so, this is because by activating both hemispheres of your brain, you are spreading blood and electrical impulses throughout the brain, and this floods that area of association and diffuses it. That bully of an anxiety cluster just can't keep itself together. Now, think of the same situation again and see how much anxiety you can manage to conjure up, and rate it once again on the 1 to 10 scale. Pass the ball or other object for a minute and check in. Repeat as many times as you'd like. This is something you can do anywhere. As soon as you start to feel that anxiety, simply grab an object, whatever it might be, keys, a bottle of water. Anything will work as long as you are moving both your arms and crossing the midline of your body. So, give it a try. See if it's something that helps. Feel free to shoot us an email. Let us know what you found. And that is our episode for the day. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe and take a minute to write a review on iTunes so that we can reach and support more people. If you're looking for more resources like one-on-one coaching, courses, or have a question you'd like answered on the show, please visit notanotheranxietyshow.com. You can also get a free ebook there by subscribing to my newsletter. And until next time, remember, be kind to yourself.